USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. The IDF says it intercepted roughly 300 missiles and drones launched from Iran Saturday. President Biden condemning the attack in a statement Saturday night, just days after calling for the United States to support Israel ironclad. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby joins Fox News Sunday and was asked what's next for Israel.
Well, I think first we need to see what the War Cabinet decides in terms of the whatever next step they want to pursue, and that's a sovereign decision, of course, that our Israeli counterparts have to make. But I don't think you can look at what happened last night in any way, shape, or form and not come away convinced that the president meant every word he said, ironclad commitment.
This, as there is still a lot of limbo on Capitol Hill. A new foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan is being finalized. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace talks about the measure soon to be pushed in Congress.
On the one hand, this week, we're going to pass aid and resources for Israel. At the same time, the House Armed Services Committee, for example, is negotiating the National Defense Authorization Act. I'm talking to our leadership about ways that we can ensure we don't embolden terrorism around the world, that we aren't providing aid or resources or equipment, lethal or non-lethal, to countries that align with Iran.
40 million people from Ohio to Connecticut remain under the threat of severe weather. On Monday, severe storms from Texas to North Dakota were built up with excessive rain warnings. They'll then move east and threaten damaging winds and flooding from southern Wisconsin to Louisiana. Four people are in custody in the disappearance of two women in Oklahoma. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly have been missing now for over 2 weeks after a vehicle they were traveling in was found abandoned in a rural part of Texas County. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The House has voted to pass an amendment to Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which would no longer require a warrant to spy on communications between foreign nationals outside of the United States and U.S. citizens. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says he remains opposed to it and that House Speaker Mike Johnson should not have voted for it.
Americans shouldn't be spied on by their own government. The Fourth Amendment was put in by our founding fathers to protect us. FISA doesn't obey the Fourth Amendment. And so Speaker Johnson was incredibly wrong. He broke the tie. He voted with the Democrats. Here we have the leader of the Republicans in the House votes with the Democrats against a warrant requirement. We also have Speaker Johnson voting for the spending package, once again with a majority of the Democrats.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The majority of Americans have until Monday night at midnight to complete filing their state and federal taxes. Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith says that one of the key promises of Bidenomics does not appear to be materializing this year.
His budget does that. His budget raises taxes more than $7 trillion on people making less than $400,000 will also see a tax increase. Mm-hmm.
Some households may receive a higher tax return this year, although the rate is an adjustment for inflation. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.